Getting you up across Dubbo and the Central West. Dubbo and the Central West. On your radio, online, on your mobile. For McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington, Hit 93.5's Pippa and Jimmy.
Loaded with Mick Cafe coffees. Good morning, everybody. The Pippa and Jimmy Show back for another week. Pippa, how is Trangie's ladies' day?
It was fabulous. We had a belter of a time. Great
fantastic.
Result.
I see you're not sunburnt. Did you slip, slop, slap?
No, didn't get sunburnt. Didn't slip, slop, slap either, but so got lucky.
You got lucky.
Yes, and Trangie got a win as well, which was fantastic.
Geez, 6 in the morning and Pippa's telling us she got lucky on the weekend.
I did. Yep, yeah. That's it.
There you go. Usually we save that to naughty 6:40, Pippa.
Oh, there's nothing naughty about it. It was a great day, had by all. Nothing to be ashamed of.
Fantastic. Hey, bit of drama in the A-League Grand Final on the weekend.
Oh, yes. I can imagine you would have been all over this like a rash.
Well, if you're an NRL fan, you'd understand this. What happened was, there was one goal in the entire game and the video review system stopped working for that 30 seconds.
So you didn't get lucky at all this weekend, is what you're saying.
Well, luckily it wasn't my team playing. So.
Oh, so you got lucky also.
I also
Good.
Got lucky on the weekend.
Okay, no naughty 640 needed today.
Hey, what do we have going on today? MKR, we're going to cover off on the MKR Grand Final, which was last night.
Yes, that was another big Cheryl.
A-League Grand Final plus. Pippa, we need some royal updates because the royal wedding's less than 2 weeks away.
I'm on it. I've got every single thing you need to know in the lead up to May 19.
Fantastic. Let's kick off the show right now. Zed's the middle. Then we are back with Urban Beach. Your chance to win your way to Urban Beach at Arana Mall on Hit. Good morning, everybody.
Take a seat. Right over there. Sat on the stairs. Stay or leave.
Seven minutes past six. Hey, morning, everybody. You're on air. Pippa, Jimmy on the air. And that was Zed the Middle on Hit 93.5.
Urban Beats are back for your Monday morning. It's all thanks to Urban Beach at Arana Mall. They are your local surf brand gurus. Here's how it works. We play you a beat from a song, and if you can correctly guess what beat you think we're playing you on 13, 12, 16, you are off to Urban Beach.
Yeah, it's that simple. We tried to mix things up and make it a little bit trickier last week, but the Central West is really good.
You're too good for us, guys. So we've tried to amp it up a notch. Yeah. We'll see how we go.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. I'm going to play you one beat from a song. If you're the first person to guess through on 13, 12, 16, the correct answer, you're off to Urban Beach. Let's take a listen. It's going to happen pretty quickly because it's one beat. That's it. Okay, it includes a word this time.
It does.
Okay, one more listen.
A little bit of a lyric there as well. 13, 12, 16, if you think you know what Urban Beach we're playing.
Fantastic. You could be off to Urban Beach with Pippa and Jimmy's Urban Beach. We're 8 minutes past six. It's Kesha right now. This is me.
I am not a stranger to the dark.
Kesha, this is me on Hit 93.5, straight out of the movie The Greatest Showman. I think that one's out on DVD now.
It is.
It's a bit of a shame if you missed it on the big screen because I thought it was one of the greatest musicals of all time.
So now you'll just have to turn your lights off, turn your phone off and try and recreate a cinematic experience in your own home with that one.
With our Aussie boy, Hugh Jackman. I was going to say Hugh Grant for a moment, but he's British.
Yes, very different Hughes.
Don't want to make that mistake. Morning, everyone. Pip and Jimmy on the air. Hit 93.5, 12 minutes past 6 o'clock as we look for 25 degrees.
And we may have got you all on this Urban Beat, all thanks to Urban Beach at Arana Mall. We play you a beat of a song, and if you can correctly guess what beat we're playing you, you're off to Urban Beach. Now, last week you guys blitzed it, even though we tried to make it tricky. So we've turned it up a notch. Take another listen.
Yeah, here's the Urban Beat for today.
And no takers, Jimmy.
No takers.
No, too I know tricky.
It was quite short, that one.
It was. Mm. The great news is tomorrow it means that we play you a little bit more of the beat.
Give
make
you a
it a bit easier.
To win your way.
Yes.
Great. Okay, what we're going to do, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Old School, by the way, up next. And then Beers, Boobs and Balls, not too far away. And which A-League CEO has called for a replay of the grand final? I'm going to tell you. Yeah, in Beers, Boobs and Balls.
Here we go.
Salt, Pepper and Jimmy. Hit
93.5. Morning, everyone. The Red Hot Chili Peppers, by the way, on Hit 93.5. Mick Cafe is Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Go on and see them this morning on your way to work. You can get it through drive-through. Morning, everyone. Pepper and Jimmy on the air, and it's time for your top news headlines.
Somewhere in the world. A Wisconsin man who since 2016 has held the Guinness World Record for the most McDonald's Big Macs consumed has reached another milestone over the weekend after eating his 30,000th Big Mac.
I love a Big Mac.
What a guy. What an achievement.
Daily. He must be doing it daily.
He's 64 years old and he ate the record-extending double patty sandwich at his local Macca's restaurant and says he's eaten so many simply because he loves the hamburgers.
You know what? Here's the thing I don't like about America.
What?
I'm just going to put it out there. They call burgers sandwiches. Like, in America, a Big Mac is a sandwich. Here, it's a burger.
It's a burger. Yeah, very different thing.
See the story you're reading there? It says a double beef patty sandwich.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
So, I don't like that.
Okay.
But great achievement.
He must really love the Big Mac sauce.
Oh, how good is the Big Mac sauce?
Second top news headline somewhere in the world. I've just clicked on the wrong story. Hang on a second.
That's okay. You pick up.
Nearly a third of British dads wish they hadn't watched the delivery of their firstborn child.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Were they mentally scarred from it or something?
Pretty much. So 3 in 10 have said they wish that they weren't there because they weren't prepared for their role in the delivery suite. And only 1 in 10 fathers felt that they were being useful while their partner was in labour, while the rest of them feeling like a spare part.
Now, question, were these partners, watching it from the angle of watching the baby come out or from holding their wife's or missus's hands?
Good question, because that can change the game entirely, can't it? So 48% of men felt that they were constantly doing things wrong during the labour process. They were trying to stroke their partner's back when they didn't want to be touched. And some fathers admitted to passing the time by having a turn on the gas, taking selfies and just drawing pictures.
I would love a turn on the gas. Just have a little bit of a cheap high right there. Cheap thrill.
Yep, that's it. Get you through. Third top news headline somewhere in the world. Elon Musk, who is a billionaire entrepreneur
and the inventor of Tesla,
is super duper serious about starting a candy company.
Like Candy Crush or real candy?
Like candy is in confectionery.
He's going to start a confectionery company.
And he's convinced, he doesn't have any doubts, it's going to be amazing.
What is he going to call it, like Tesla Candy or something?
Well, I was thinking he's got a really good last name for it because his last name's Musk. So when I first read this story, I was like, oh, is this the guy that invented Musk sticks? Because he's already, you know, well on his way.
That's why you asked me who Elon Musk is.
Who's Elon Musk? Why is he carrying on about starting a candy company? Hasn't he already done that? So he has announced on Twitter, I'm starting a candy company and it's going to be amazing. So stay tuned for that.
You know, if I was rich, I would have a company that would make apps, like App Store apps. And why? Because you know how I do this, and I don't know if anyone else does, but you're constantly thinking of app ideas. You're like, oh, that'd be a fun idea for
that'd
an app.
That'd be a great app.
And then you realize it's probably going to take about 5 years of your life and about $100,000, and then you don't even know if it's going to be successful or not.
Yep, and you know nothing about creating apps. You don't know anyone in the business.
I would have a boutique app creation studio set up where I'd be like, hey guys, here's my idea for an app. Make it.
Make it. Okay, thanks, bye. Be your top news headlines somewhere in the world.
On Hit 93.5. What we're going to do, Post Malone Psycho right now at 23 minutes past 6 a.m. 25 degrees, your top temperature today. Pippa and Jimmy. Yeah, morning, everybody.
Damn, I ain't been going psycho. La mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on. Oh, can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on. You, my roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Momo for clowns and all the
Post Malone Psycho on Hit. Hey, morning, everyone. 26 minutes past 6 a.m. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Now, Pippa, after beers, boobs and balls, I've got a story for you that's going to confirm every suspicion that you've ever had about millennials.
Oh, really?
Yes. Everything you've ever thought about those young people who are below the age of like 23, 22 years old at the moment.
Those young people.
It confirms it all for you. I'm going to tell you after beers, boobs and balls, what you got coming up?
Okay, well, the Storm skipper Cameron Smith, he has suggested some foul play after he was deliberately, he thinks, hit in the groin in the match over St George Illawarra on the weekend.
Sounds like ball tampering to me.
Well, tell you about it in beers, boobs and balls.
It's our shout on a shopping spree.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen.
Hit 93.5's Pipper and Jimmy. For McDonald's, Dubbo and Wellington. On Hit 93.5.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We hope you're having a great Monday as it is. The sun is finally starting to rise across the central west. Is it just me, Pipper, or can you see a bit of like a sunrise, like an orange tinge to the sky?
Oh, yes, that's quite nice, isn't it?
Yeah, so I just thought I'd bring that up.
It's the nice, lovely coloured hue to start your day.
It's beautiful. Hey, you know what else would be good to start your day? 500 smackaroonies.
Yes, and we're going to give you one question so that you're one question closer to winning the cash. You need to know who won the A-League Grand Final over the weekend.
How good is that? And you know what? On the wheel of prizes this week for the Fast 500, it's a prize wheel where if you don't get all 10 right, you still win something.
And you win something amazing, by the way.
Yeah, because this week we've loaded it with dinner from Domino's Pizza.
That's it. So you've got two pizzas, garlic bread, and a drink.
How good is that?
Sorted.
Done. So if you don't win the $500, you at least win dinner.
Yeah, that's right. And you can eat your emotions.
Oh,
eat
how
your
good
feelings
would that
away.
Be? Okay, so what's the question we're giving away?
Who won the A-League Grand Final over the weekend?
Oh, did you already say that?
Yeah, mate. Yeah.
Sorry.
You were too busy thinking about dinner.
Sorry. My head's a bit cloudy this morning.
That's all right. It's Monday, mate. It's okay.
I know, and I'm not sure if... I'm going through that feeling at the moment that maybe I'm under the weather.
Oh, dear.
And you just don't know.
You're just not sure.
Yeah.
You've got one foot in either camp.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. You'll be right.
Hey, stand by because we're going to do beers, boobs and balls up next. And then after that, the story that confirms everything you ever thought about millennials... I'll tell you what it is, not too far away, but let's kick off this half hour for Rihanna, only girl in the world on your home of hits and old school. This is Hit 93.5. Bibber and Jimmy, 6:36, Monday the 7th of May. Morning, everyone.
I want you to love me like I'm a hot guy. Yeah.
Rihanna's only girl on Hit 93.5. Hey, morning, everyone. You're on air. Pippa, Jimmy. And we're the home of hits and old school. We are 21 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Your chance to win $500 is on the way. Right now, though, beers, boobs and balls time.
Come on.
Sports, 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 sports. Beer, boobs, balls.
Beers, boobs and balls, and the Sydney Roosters have clawed their way back into the NRL top eight and compounding a bit of further misery into Manly's not very good season. They held out for a 22-20 win yesterday at Allianz Stadium. Manly started out strong with a 10-0 lead, but the Roosters clawed back. So they're back in the top eight. And Melbourne Storm skipper Cameron Smith has come out saying he believes he was deliberately hit in the groin by St George Illawarra's Jeremy Latmore while defending Melbourne's try line.
Oh, this sounds like Hopper Whitey sort of stuff to me.
So it created a huge hole in the line when he said a stray shot to the groin forced him to fall away from the defensive line in the 42nd minute of the match. At the time, the Storm trailed 12-4, and Smith came out saying, "I got hit in the very, very sensitive parts. I thought I was in a position in the tackle where I can't really get up in any sort of stray elbows and knees, put it that way." So he can never remember anything happening like that ever in the game before.
Oh, he's caught one hard there,
yes,
poor bloke.
And he reckons it was deliberate.
There you go. Hey, you know what? In the A-League Grand Final on the weekend, there was a red card in the very last second of the game.
Yeah.
When Roy O'Donovan, the striker for Newcastle Jets, went to kick the ball, his foot went up about the head height and collided with the goalkeeper's face.
Oh, I saw that.
Wasn't that horrific to watch?
Probably should have gone off with concussion. His head was strapped up.
Yeah.
But he was just having a great time.
I know he wasn't going off there, but there wasn't. The A-League Grand Final wasn't without drama because when the first goal was scored in around the 8th minute of the game, Pippa, it was the earliest goal ever in an A-League Grand Final.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on the TV screen saying that it was a VAR review.
Okay.
Now, VAR reviews when the video assistant referee just double checks everything to make sure there's no obvious errors.
It's like going to the bunker in the NRL.
Like in the NRL. Now, what happened next was the VAR said, that's fine, no obvious errors.
Mm.
Turns out the reason why they were able to not find any obvious errors was because the system went down for 30 seconds before the goal was scored.
Really? So they couldn't actually watch it back?
They couldn't watch it back, and the goal was clearly offside by about 2 foot.
Oh, no.
It should not have been allowed.
And that was the only goal scored in the whole game.
Exactly. So the FFA yesterday embarrassingly came out admitting the mistake.
Oh,
what we are doing at Hit 93.5's Facebook page right now, we're asking the question, we've started a poll, should the A-League Grand Final be replayed?
Because Melbourne Victory came out on top with the win over the Newcastle Jets, but everyone's up in arms because they reckon that the goal shouldn't have been awarded.
It shouldn't have been awarded. I absolutely agree. The goal should not have been awarded. Now, the CEO of Newcastle Jets, Laurie McKinnon, we had him on the show on Friday. Mm-hmm. He spoke with NBN in Newcastle over the weekend, who also said, he also said to them, the game should be replayed. He said he spoke to Greg O'Rourke, the head of the A-League, saying, you know what, what's the chance of getting this replayed, mate? Because this is terrible.
A bit of cricket news quickly. David Warner has tried to leave the scandal of the ball tampering of earlier this year behind. He has been spotted out for the first time since the ban up in Darwin doing a power hitting technique workshop.
Oh, did there happen
young
to be
gals in cricket in
happen
Darwin.
To be a camera there? Did they?
Yeah, there are lots of cameras.
Yeah,
yes.
Of course there were.
So he's back on the scene, and that wraps up Beers, Boobs, and Balls for your Monday.
Hey, stand by the story that sums up millennials in 2018 after David Guetta and Sia's Flames on Hit. Hey, morning, everybody.
One foot in front of the other, babe. One breath leads to another, yeah. Just keep moving. Oh, burning. Got a sun and love and flame.
Aussie girl Sia.
And flame.
Teaming up David Guetta there. How good is that? It's called Flames. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Good morning. It is Monday, 6:47 a.m. And we do it thanks to Mick Cafe, Australia's most popular barista-made coffee. Now, the thing is, Pippa, about any young generation, they always think they know it all.
Yes. When you're young, sometimes you just can't be told. You can't be taught. You just think you know it all.
You do, and it's no different with millennials.
Yes.
Yes, millennials, you know, older people these days think, they've got their technology, they've got their iPads, they've got their phones,
they've
got everything.
They've got their attitudes, yeah. They've got their hats that they wear backwards.
Well, a new study confirms your worst fears about millennials.
Oh, no.
New study says that 40% of millennials think that they could do their boss's job better than their boss could do it.
Oh, confident.
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe they're a cook at the McDonald's kitchen.
Yes.
They think they could manage the store better than their boss.
Right.
Maybe they're a clerk at the photocopy shop.
Mm-hmm.
They reckon they could manage the store better than the manager at the photocopy shop.
Even potentially with little to no experience.
Little to no experience whatsoever. They look at their bosses and they go,
I could do that job.
Look how easy they've got it.
Yeah.
They just walk around, they're fine, blah, blah, blah. I could easily do that. They get paid more than me.
Mm-hmm.
Me, 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 me.
Sometimes I wonder with young people if they think that being the boss means that they can do less and that they don't have as many responsibilities and they don't have to do the crappy jobs that, you know, that you usually have to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't realise that once you become a manager or a boss, your responsibility and the pressure increases exponentially.
Oh,
Not the other way around.
Now, this isn't just a survey of five people. 10,000 people participated in the survey.
Right.
And I agree with you. I couldn't agree with you more, Pippa, because, yeah, when you're young, you look at your boss as not having to do any work.
Yep. And they go, God, that'd be a cruisy job.
Look at them. They go to a cigarette break whenever they want.
Yeah.
They can do what they want.
They swan around with their cappuccino and they get to just yak on the phone all day. No.
When you become the boss, oh, gosh, it's drama.
Yeah, exactly. Gee, I'd love to just be able to swan in and swan out and do a cheeky 12 till 3 shift. That'd be all right, wouldn't it?
13, 12, 16, if you're a millennial and you think you're better at your job than your boss.
Actually, yeah, if you've got a job and you're like, my boss is just not pulling their weight and I reckon I should take over the helm of the ship, let us know.
Give us a call. Don't think anyone's going to say that, though.
Maybe not.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Tell them all I said hi. Hope you've been
Amy Shark, I said hi on Hit 93.5. Pippa, I still cannot get out of my head that that song says, "Tell my mum I said hi."
She's not singing about your mum, mate. Trust me.
No, not my mum. Her mum. "Tell my mum I said hi." I cannot hear. The correct lyric of Amy Shark's song there on Hit 93.5 is, "Tell them all I said hi."
But you think she's singing and asking someone else to say hello to her own mother for her.
Which doesn't make sense, I know, but that's all I can hear. That's all. I promise to God that is all I can hear.
You can't unhear it.
I can't unhear it. It's like, you know when there's a meme on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page yesterday, and it was like, "Whoa, Black Betty," and then a picture of spam and then a lamb. So, yeah. "Whoa, Black Betty," spam, blam.
Yep.
And now I'm not going to be able to unhear that either.
You just think it's going to be singing about canned meat.
Yeah.
Excellent. Fast 500 is coming up after 7 o'clock. If you want your chance to have a crack at the 500, 13, 12, 16, we're looking for a contestant.
Yeah, give us a call right now if you want to play the Fast 500 right here on Hit Morning.
Here we go. Pepper and Jimmy. Hit 93.5. Let's go.
Pepper and Jimmy's
Fast 500.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Happy Monday morning. The sun is out. It's another glorious day across the Central West. 2 minutes past 7 a.m. with Pippa and Jimmy. And Pippa, we had, was it Alicia?
Alicia on the line to play the Fast 500. She was holding the line and we've lost her. She dropped out.
She must have gone around that, you know, that corner just past the billboard out by you know where.
Right. Yeah. Or she maybe chickened out. Maybe she got nervous. Maybe her phone died. I don't know.
Alicia, if you're out there, give us a call because we want to play the Fast 500 with you.
We do. We want you to have a chance at winning 500 buckaroos.
Because after the Fast 500, we're going to talk to Scoopla's Dean McCarthy about the drama that's going on in the Kardashian household.
Yes, between Khloe and her partner Tristan Thompson. Is Khloe going to take Tristan back? What's going on? He's going to give us an update.
Fantastic. Okay, what we'll do is we'll go to Clid with Love Lies now. We're going to try and get Alicia back on the line. If we get Alicia back on, we'll play right after we chat with her. See if we can give her 500 buckaroos. How good would that be?
So good.
Khloé, Love Lies on the air now. Pippa and Jimmy. Alicia, where are you?
Alicia. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. We didn't even get to say, bye, Alicia.
I know.
Hits.
Sorry if it's hard to catch my vibe.
Khloé, Love Lies on Hit 93.5. Stand by, we're going to cross live to Scoopla's Dean McCarthy up next. Now, we couldn't get back onto Alicia, but we've got our great friend of the show, Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, how are you going?
Great, Jenny. Happy Monday. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. I spent in Sydney.
You've been in Sydney,
fabulous.
Did you? Did you drive or did you fly?
No, we drive.
Ah, you drive. I like to drive as well because if you fly, you end up there without a car and then you're stuck.
Yeah, no, too hard.
Waiting on relatives to drive you everywhere. Well, that's a great idea. Okay, Jenny, how good would Monday be if you had 500 bucks in the bank account?
Fantastic.
Amazing. Jenny, we have got 10 questions here for you and 60 seconds on the clock. If you can get all 10 correct, the $500 is yours. Are you ready to rumble?
I think I am. Okay.
Great. Remember, you can say pass and we come back to it at the end. Good luck, Jenny. We hope you win the 500.
Okay. Jenny, your time starts now. Spell Bieber as in Justin Bieber.
B-I-E-B-E-R.
What TV channel is Play School on?
ABC.
Who hosts the Graham Norton show?
Graham Norton.
Complete this movie title. Three billboards outside where?
Pass.
What is the main colour of the Target logo?
Red.
Who won the A-League Grand Final over the weekend?
Melbourne Storm?
We'll take Melbourne.
The line, 'cause baby you look happier, you do, is from Ed Sheeran's new single called what?
Pass.
True or false, Donald Trump has just become the world's most followed person on Twitter.
True.
Who won last night's NRL match between the Sydney Roosters and the Manly Sea Eagles?
Roosters.
Is Zac Efron 29, 30 or 33?
33.
Complete this movie title. Three billboards outside where? Can you remember that film, Jenny?
No.
Ah, Jenny, you did really well. It's outside Ebbing, Missouri.
It was an Oscar-nominated film this year.
It's a big one, that one. Now, the new Ed Sheeran song is called Happier. I absolutely love it. I'm going to let you know it's false about Donald Trump. He hasn't just become the Twitter's most followed person. Katy Perry has got almost double what he does, I think. And Zac Efron is 30 years old. But you know what, Jenny? Because we love you, we're going to let you spin it.
We've spun the Wheel of Prizes for your Monday, Jenny, so even though you don't have $500, you're going home with a prize. Jenny, dinner tonight for you is sorted because we're giving you a dinner voucher, all thanks to Domino's. How does that sound?
Lovely. That sounds fantastic.
When you order the pizza, what are you, a supreme lady? Like a
Vegarama?
Meat eater?
Pepperoni pizza.
You like pepperoni pizza? I like a pepperoni pizza as well, actually. Not too bad.
You a big fan of the cheese and the garlic bread as well? A few sides thrown in?
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Oh, no, Jenny, we love you. Thank you so much. If you could have got 10 out of 10, 500 smackaroonies would have been yours tomorrow morning. Same time, same station. We play again. Pippa and Jimmy's Fast 500. We cross live to Scoopless Dean McCarthy's in LA with all the latest on the breakup situation in the Kardashian household after Maroon 5. Old School on Hit.
I was so high, I did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes. The chaos that controlled my mind.
We are your home of Hits and Old School. Hey, good morning, everybody. Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. If you've got loose change, head to Macca's because right now you can get a McDouble burger for only $3. And don't forget, at Hit 93.5's Facebook page, we're taking a poll on whether the A-League Grand Final should get replayed after the video referee system failed.
Hit 93.5. Scoopla.
He's live now with all of your Hollywood goss from Scoopla HQ. It is Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Meghan Markle is renowned for having a bit of a crazy family. And now her mum has sat down to chat with Oprah.
Yes, she does have a crazy family. Her mother is probably the most normal of the entire Markle clan.
Okay.
She sat down with Oprah for this reason, to discuss racial issues in America. Now, when Meghan Markle first hooked up with Prince Harry, Meghan is biracial, and she got a lot of dark, negative, particularly on social media, feedback about this, because people are hideous. People are so hideous. So her mum has sat down with Oprah, and we're really looking forward to seeing what the future mother of the future princess has to say about this. It's going to be fascinating, though. But on a lighter note, Meghan is wearing an Aussie designer to the wedding. $180,000 dress and an Aussie designed number. How cool is that?
That is amazing.
Now, Dean, another huge story that you have been covering off on is the saga between Khloe Kardashian and her cheating partner, Tristan Thompson. Did he do it? Did he not do it? And is Khloe going to take him back? What has she decided to do?
Good question. Here's the answer. She is taking him back. She is still living in his home in Cleveland. He owns that place. Wow. She stays there with him. And over the weekend, guys, Khloe sat front row at his latest basketball game. Now, this left everyone shook because, you know, in recent times when he'd performed, which is what he called it, played on the court, they chanted Khloe and all these kinds of mean things towards him. Pretty justified. But, you know, now she's forgiven him and now it appears they are back on.
Wow, that is absolutely huge. Now, Dean, off the back of this story about forgiveness, we're going to ask in a few moments' time for people to give us a call 13 12 16. Let us know, would you forgive a cheating partner? Because Pippa and I are going to talk about that up next. But, Dean, before we let you go, what about you, mate? Would you forgive a cheating partner?
Do you know what? I think this is going to sound probably like the most on-the-fence answer of the day. I think it kind of depends on the situation.
Okay.
There might be factors that we don't know about. I don't know. Would I? I have.
So you've been cheated on, you've forgiven a cheating partner before.
Yes, but there's the catch. They cheated again. I was like...
Oh,
So maybe didn't learn my lesson very well.
That's okay. Dean McCarthy, thanks for joining us, mate.
Bye, guys.
Cheers. Hey, 13, 12, 16. Would you forgive a cheating partner?
Yes.
Give us a call. Pippa, we'll go jump to an ad break, but I want to hear if you'd forgive a cheating partner.
Or from anyone else who has been in Khloe Kardashian's shoes. Have you had a Kardashian moment where you've forgiven your cheating partner?
Okay, we'll talk about that next.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
So much to say, but I don't speak. And I hate that I let you stop me.
Now I can't hurt somebody on Dub on the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. Hey, morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great Monday, 22 minutes past seven with Alpha Bucks not too far away. And we're talking to Dean McCarthy a few moments ago about the Kardashian sisters.
Yes, because Dean gave us a scoop that Khloe Kardashian has decided to forgive her cheating partner, Tristan Thompson, and has taken him back and was spotted supporting him in the front row of one of his basketball games over the weekend.
Now, could you fill me in a little bit? What exactly happened? Did he go and have a big affair, or did he go to a nightclub and hook up with some other bird?
Literally days before she gave birth, we're talking less than a week before she popped out her first child, he was spotted, photographed, canoodling with other women. Yeah. All these photos were leaked. So we don't know quite how long it was going on for, but there was significant evidence to suggest that he was being unfaithful.
There you go. Let's talk cheating partners right now. Would you ever, or have you ever, forgiven a cheating partner?
This is hard, and I do feel for Khloe Kardashian, because you've got to think about it. She's a new mum who's just given birth. I get that every situation is different. I have been cheated on not once, but twice.
Wow.
By two different partners that I've had in the past. And it is awful. There's nothing worse. And I don't think that there's ever really, you're ever able to come back from something like that. I mean, you can, but I think your trust is pretty well absolutely destroyed and in pieces.
Yeah.
So I would say no. And I think if someone's cheating, that's probably a fairly decent reflection of their character. So I'd say no to taking back a cheating partner.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're absolutely right, though, because in any relationship, doesn't matter what someone does, I guess, if the trust has been lost, there's no way you can continue going on.
Oh, yeah. But then I know people who have, and they've worked through it, and they've been really repentive, and they've got a great relationship now. What about you?
I definitely think it depends on the circumstance. If I found out that my partner had been seeing someone else behind my back, like for months or even weeks, and gone on dates and, you know, stuff like that, definitely not. Like,
no.
Orchestrated cheating, I definitely think there's no trust there.
Yeah.
But I could definitely see a situation where, say, for example, someone got really drunk or something like that and ended up kissing someone else or something like that, where it wasn't premeditated.
Right.
I could definitely see that situation, me being able to forgive.
Right, and working through it.
But, yeah, only if it was an out-of-character one night thing, and, you know, it doesn't excuse what they did.
No.
But I could see myself being able to forgive that, but definitely not if they had planned it.
Yes. And I think for Khloe as well, she's a brand new mum. She's probably wanting to do the right thing by True, her baby daughter as well.
Yeah.
Maybe give Tristan a really good chance to be a part of their lives rather than cutting him out completely. So throw a kid in the mix, it makes it 100 times worse.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, if you want to have your say on this, you can give us a call about anything, anytime, any reason, 13, 12, 16. What we're going to do, jump into a quick break. Then we've got the news with the boys up next. And then Trending Now and the Yes No segment not too far away. Plus, people, I want to ask you about Ladies' Day at Trangie.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Tell you about that.
Fantastic. Can't wait.
Here we go.
Hits and old school.
Yeah, Dua Lipa.
Hey, it's Dua Lipa.
I don't give a
week. Sitting just over 8 degrees in Wellington.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, the MKR Grand Finale happened last night, and Alex and Emily were announced as the winners for 2018. But it wasn't without drama, Jimmy.
Oh, no.
On reality television, drama for the Grand Final. Who would have thought?
You would not predict this sort of thing.
It's just unprecedented.
I should have put a bet on it at sportsbet.com.au. Will there be drama in the Grand Final? I should have bet yes.
Yes, you would have cleaned up. So while Alex and Emily were playing plating up. Emily got very upset and very defensive. Take a listen.
Stop having a go at me every time we play. I'm kind of bored of it.
Oh, honey, stop it.
I am, honey.
It's the pressure. Okay,
it's the pressure. I don't care. Just stop having a go at me. I work just as hard.
All right. There's something about Emily and Hawk. They don't go together. She always, like, makes dramas up.
Okay, is it just me, or is this just like any normal relationship where if, you know, one partner's annoyed at the other about the tiniest thing, no matter what the other person does, they are wrong, they have been annoying, they're being critical.
And you're having a go at me. You're just having a go. Stop it. Yeah.
The classic having a go. It's like, honey, do you mind taking the bins out?
Stop having a go at me.
Stop nagging me.
Oh, so difficult.
Yeah, so much drama. So Alex and Emily, they're the loved up hospitality couple. But they managed to plate up an impressive 5-course menu. The judges absolutely loved it, and they won $250,000.
Alex and Emily, you have just won $250,000. Congratulations.
Oh, how anticlimactic.
It was confetti, so it wasn't that anticlimactic.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and the judges gave them amazing scores.
I just wanted to say something.
Say it.
I was thinking about this on the weekend. I know you got another story to tell.
Yep.
But why is it? I was watching the A-League Grand Final, and they did the Australian National Anthem just before the Grand Final.
Sure.
Now, it made me think, you know, NRL Grand Final, National Anthem.
Yes.
AFL Grand Final, National Anthem. Why is it that reality TV shows, the grand final, there's no national anthem?
Joe, that's a great question.
Why do you watch the grand final of The Voice or X Factor or MKR or Married at First Sight?
Or The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise? Why are they not holding their roses at the rose ceremony, singing Australians All Let Us Rejoice before they hand them out?
I think it's a national disgrace. I think it's disgusting. I think they should all stand, all the technicians, all the camera people, the producers, all the contestants, they should all stand and sing the national anthem, be proud to be on a grand finale in Australia.
And the camera should pan past every single one of them hand over heart, singing the lyrics, first and second verse, just to really honour our country with reality television.
Sister, I agree with you more than ever.
Maybe Missy Higgins will do that at some of her shows,
because
has just done an intimate Sydney concert. But get this, she's heavily pregnant, and she dramatically stopped mid-concert during a performance, not to sing the Australian National Anthem, but because she needed to use the bathroom.
What about, is this Groovin' at the Moo?
No, I don't think it was.
I was going to say, the grand finale of Groovin' at the Moo, wherever that is, should they stop at the beginning and do the national anthem?
Maybe they should.
But Missy, I did not know she was pregnant.
She is expecting her second child with her husband, Dan Lee, and she sang Scar and Sound of White from the album that catapulted her into the spotlight in the Illawarra region over the weekend.
Oh.
Had about 500 people there. And look, when you're preggers and you've got to go, you've got to go.
I agree. You've got to go when you've got to go. Remember the Commonwealth Games, there was those runners in the marathon, and one of them had to stop for the other while she went and did a wee-wee.
That's right. Ended up winning.
You know what? That's, I couldn't agree more. You can't say no to somebody going to the loo.
No, it's rude.
It's rude, yeah.
So thankfully her backup singers were there, and they played up to the unexpected walkout, and they sang Missy's Doing a Wee before she ran back onto stage. You can check out those stories and more at hit.com.au and click on the Scoopla tab.
The latest from Ariana Grande right now. This is No Tears Left to Cry on Hit. Good morning, everybody. Yeah, an absolutely gorgeous song there from Ariana Grande, written after the Manchester terror attack. It's called No Tears Left to Cry. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy. And if you've got some loose change, head to Macca's, because right now you can get a McDouble burger for only $3. Pippa, on the weekend, you were off to Trangie Ladies' Day. Your mum and dad were here as well.
Yes, they flew up from Sydney for the occasion, and what a belter of a day Saturday was. So weather was great, a little bit of wind about, but that died off in the afternoon, and all the gals and some guys as well, we all trundled out to Trangie, Alan Burns Oval, and there was an amazing grazing platter put on for everyone to enjoy. There was champers, it was flowing. There was wine. There was beer. There was football. There was something for everyone, which was excellent. It was good. Tranging got a win, which was fantastic. Very exciting against the Oval Eagles. Now, this was quite exciting. Guess who won best dressed on the day?
Farmer Lewis.
No. He did score a try, though, which was very exciting.
I didn't know Farmer Lewis was playing.
Farmer Lewis plays for the Trangie Tigers, yes. And I said to him after the game, I said, that was the 60 seconds of the game that I actually watched. It happened to be the 60 seconds where you scored a try. I said, I think that's Lewis that just scored a try. That was great. Didn't see any of the other game. I had to check what the final score was at the end because we're having such a good time on the Champers.
All right, let me have another guess. Okay. Was it your mum, Vic?
No, it wasn't mum, Vic's. I'll tell you something about Mum Vic's, though, in a second.
Okay. Was it your dad?
No, Dad didn't win best dressed. He was too busy actually watching the football game.
Well, they're the only people I know who went, so I give up
on
who won.
Please, Jimmy, yours truly won best dressed on the day, which was hilarious, and then followed by that, they... Thank you. Thank you. I feel that was appropriate, that applause. So I won best dressed, and then straight after they announced best dressed, they drew the raffle. Guess who won the raffle? Mum Vic's won the raffle. So everyone's convinced it was rigged, which Mum and I are probably convinced that it was. I don't know how we scored 2 out of 2.
You know what? Here's the thing, but luck. I'm happy for you to win the raffle because we can't win things off the radio.
Do you know, that's so true. And I never win things. Mm. I'm one of those people where you ring them up and they've won tickets or a competition and they're like, oh my God, I never win anything. That's me.
That's you?
So now I've won something. I won best dressed.
Oh, congratulations.
That was great.
I'm happy something fun happened there because I was concerned maybe you'd be a bit boring with the foot rugby on.
Oh, just
on.
With the rugby on? Yeah. Yeah, no, that was good. So we had much champagne, cheese, Bickies and best dress. So I won another bottle of champagne as well, which I really needed.
Now, for Derby Day this year, you're going to just outfit repeat so you can hopefully take out the fashions on the field as well.
Oh my gosh, that's a great idea.
It is.
Yes,
you need the bag. You need to avoid posting any photos of that picture on Instagram, okay?
I got a great photo on the day too. Okay, I'll hold off until November and see if anyone notices.
Fantastic.
Here we go!
We are your home of hits and old school. How you doing, everyone? Good morning. A Star Sailor there. 4 to the floor. Pippa, we've got $1,000 up for grabs.
Yeah, we do, with Hit 93.5's Alpha Bucks, Dubbo and the Central West's favourite radio competition.
Coming up in the next 5 minutes' time. Hey, plus, don't forget, we're running a poll on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page. Should the A-League Grand Final be replayed? As suggested by the CEO of the Newcastle Jets after the VAR failure. Going to be talking about that after 8:30 on Hit.
Yes! Yes!
No!
Putting butter on toast before putting peanut butter on.
Does it just have to be peanut butter or can it be any condiment? Because you know I can't comment on peanut butter being anaphylactic to peanuts. I'm probably going to say no. I can't believe you've forgotten about my allergy and you've interwoven it into the show.
I'm sorry.
That's fine. Can we say Vegemite instead or something or jam?
No, because peanut butter sort of melts onto the toast as well. So a lot of people won't put butter down first because it's like peanut butter is like buttery as well.
So it's something specific to peanut butter.
Yeah, well, but you really wouldn't know.
I really wouldn't know. So you're going to have to lead this completely. I've got no comment to make.
I'm going
to
lock in yes.
So you think butter should be put on first before peanut butter?
Peanut butter, yeah.
So, but some people don't because the peanut butter is already buttery.
Yeah.
I think the more lube, the better on your bread. That's my opinion in general. This is a general rule.
The more lube, the better for Pippa. Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Wearing caps or hats inside.
Oh, here's the thing. I'm very judgmental when it comes to wearing hats and caps inside. I think if guys in the city do it, I a little bit think when they walk in and they're wearing a cap, I'm like, oh, take your cap off, you tosser.
Yeah, right.
But then if country boys do it, e.g. a farmer, I'm like, oh, look at him. He's so handsome.
Oh, you would. What are they called, those big round ones? The Kubras?
Yeah. When they come in wearing one of those, I'm like, oh, bless you with your hat.
What if you wear one with just got the string with the thing tied to it?
Oh, with the corks? Yeah. I'm like, okay. what TV shows have you been watching? We need to talk about this.
No.
Okay, third one. Posting embarrassing photos of your friends on Facebook to wish them a happy birthday.
I love this. And you and I were at lunch on Friday. It was one of your friends' birthday. Yeah. And you attempted to post an embarrassing photo of him and he had disabled his wall on Facebook so that no one could do the thing that you were going to do.
Yeah.
Also, I've scrolled through my camera roll on my phone. I know I've got embarrassing photos of you on my camera roll, and I'm already thinking about how much you would hate it if I post an embarrassing photo of you.
Here's
for
the
your
thing.
Birthday.
I'll get grumpy, I'll get moody, and I won't talk to you for the day.
Yeah, that's right. And you'll be cut, and you'll be like, I can't believe you did that on my birthday. I'm quitting birthdays. Everyone's except my own. I'm not participating in birthdays. I shan't be giving you any well wishes or merriment, but on my birthday, I will expect the full treatment. Did I get that right? Was I close? There's a ballpark. Even in the right neighbourhood?
How rude.
Are you quitting the yes-no segment now?
What did I ever do to you? What did I ever do to you to deserve this?
All I ever do is give. All I do is give. That'll do me.
NF, let you down on hit. NF, let you down on hit 93.5. Hey, morning. You're on Pippa Jimmy's show on your Monday. We're 3 minutes from 8 o'clock. Hey, Pippa, just before we do Alpha Bucks, I want to bring up something which I just realised that I'm actually really proud of.
Okay.
Because when I was younger, I wasn't very good at grammar and punctuation.
Okay.
There, and there.
Yes.
You know, all that sort of stuff.
Your commas and your full stops, etc.
I'm really proud because at the age of 26, I finally feel like I'm using the correct two, and two.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
When you're writing them?
Yeah.
Great job.
Like when I tell someone I love them too.
Yes.
It used to be I love you, T-O.
Oh.
But now I know it's I love you, T-double-O.
Good job. How did you figure it out? When did the penny drop?
It just dropped on me now that I really have nailed my two twos and twos at 26 years old.
I'm really proud of you, mate.
Thank you, lovey.
Well done. So there's two, T-double-O. T-O,
yep.
Going to the shops.
Yep.
And then the number two, T-W-O.
You know what the easiest one is? T-W-O.
Why is that easiest?
Because it's just the number two.
It is, yeah. In spelt form.
Yeah, you don't say, I'm going T-W-O the shop.
No, you do not. I mean? No. You would make that mistake if you weren't nailing your grammar and punctuation. Not your problem,
your
though.
Your two twos and twos.
Because you're nailing it.
I'm all over the two
great
twos
job.
And twos.
Yeah. Now, you're not too late, T-double-O, if you want to play Alpha Bucks. Because what you need to do is you need to call 13 12 16.
Oh, right now.
And we're going to T-O play with someone.
Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
And we're right now playing the Central West of Favourite Radio Competition. It's a great friend of the show. Crystal, how are you?
Good, thanks, guys. How are you?
Well, thanks. Welcome to your working week. Welcome to Monday. How are you feeling?
Good.
Yes, feeling good. Did you have a nice weekend?
I did. It wasn't long enough, but it won't be long and the next one will be here. It goes quick enough.
The eternal optimist, Crystal. Mm. I love that. Even on Monday, you're like, it's okay, guys. The weekend's not far away. Mm. Love it. How good. Okay, Crystal, here's how it works.
Yeah, 10 questions, 30 seconds on the clock. If you get all 10 right, you win $1,000. We want this money to go off, and I've got a good feeling today with Alpha Bucks. Now, we're going to give you a letter, Crystal. Everything's got to start with that letter, but you cannot repeat an answer, okay?
Okay.
Okay. We find that usually where people become unstuck is when they start passing on answers because they run out of time. This is a little insider tip for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Crystal, your letter of the alphabet today is the letter H. H for hotel.
Or H. Do you say H?
I believe it's H. I don't think it's H.
I say H.
Do you?
Crystal, what do you say?
I say H.
Yeah, H.
Okay, if H works for you, then H is your letter. Otherwise, H. It's H if anyone's playing along at home.
Don't think it's H.
Okay. Really?
No, I'm pretty sure it's H.
13, 12, 16, any English teachers out there, is it H or is it H? Okay, but right now we will do Alpha Bucks. Your time will start at the end of my first question. Crystal, starting with the letter H, name a girl's name.
Hannah.
A body part.
Hand.
A greeting.
Hello.
A food.
Hummus.
An ice cream flavour.
Pass.
Something you wear.
Hat.
A celebrity.
Hannah Montana.
A cartoon character.
Huckleberry Hound.
A movie.
Pass.
Wow. girlfriend.
Hey, movie, you could have said Harry Potter, Hairspray, Hercules.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, one of my personal favourites.
What about Ice Cream? Hokey Pokey.
Hazelnut, yes, Hokey Pokey.
But you could have said as well, because you go to some of those fancy gelato places, they've got honey-flavoured ice cream.
Oh, they do too,
so
don't
I would
they?
Have accepted honey.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, definitely. So they were the only two ones you passed on and didn't get. Question number 10 was a four-letter word, so you could have said like hard, high, harp, hark.
Hurt.
Hurt.
Anything yep. you like.
Herp. Is herp a word?
Hello? I don't think herp's a word.
H, you could have said H-H-A-Y-C.
I don't think that's how you spell it, or a four-letter word.
Crystal, have a great day.
You too, guys. Thank you.
Enta, Mr. DJ. Le fun. Wake up, shake up.
Closing time. Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings. And
another killer, Wake Up, Shake Up, mashup by our DJ Konski there with a heap of hits and old school. Hey, morning everyone, Pippa and Jimmy, and treat you and a mate to 24 Chicken McNuggets, $9.95, every day at Macca's on Hit 93.5. And Pippa, I've decided to take over this segment at 12 minutes past 8 o'clock.
You're doing a takeover.
A takeover.
A Jimmy Love takeover. What about?
What's it called again when you do, that's right, intervention.
Oh, yes.
I need to do an intervention on you, Pippa.
Oh, no. This has happened before and it's just been ridiculous.
I believe, Pippa, that you have an addiction to your phone.
Okay. What evidence do you have to suggest that I'm addicted to my phone?
Well, here's the thing. I've found a new article on the internet.
Okay.
About phone addiction.
Okay.
And you fall into the category of someone who would be classified as addicted to the phone.
Okay. Has this got any sort of like proper evidence behind it? Is it a study or is it just an opinion piece on the Daily Mail?
No. Excuse me. Do not begrudge the name of the Daily Mail.
Okay. Let's hear your evidence. Let's hear your case.
So a study has been conducted.
Okay.
In which they had participants have to do normal tasks, like such as bookkeeping or just other sort of tasks.
Yep.
Now, the participants had to have their phone either in three different places. So the phone either on a desk in front of them, fully visible to them, but with the notifications turned off.
Okay.
The phone in the pocket or the phone just completely outside the room.
Right.
So people who had the phone in front of them.
Yep.
Were very highly distracted according to their addiction. So
even though their notifications weren't coming up?
No, they had to keep sort of checking to see if there's notifications, sort of like every couple of minutes, you know, having a quick check.
Mm-hmm.
Something that I've noticed that you do. You just have a quick check of the phone.
Have a quick check, yep.
Mm, it's a highly addictive person. Now, if you've got it in your pocket, I need to ask you a question because this can be pure evidence here. Have you ever experienced a phantom vibration? Now, phantom vibration is where you think your phone's vibrated in your pocket, you pull it out, and there's been no vibration.
No, I haven't, because I don't have my phone on vibrate.
Oh, don't you?
No, ever. It's just nil vibrations happening.
Oh, well, maybe you're not addicted to your phone then.
So, well, you know, you've got a bit of evidence for, a bit of evidence against.
Here's the thing. I've highly experienced phantom vibrations.
Have you?
Yeah, you're just walking along, and you think, oh, there's my phone, it's vibrating. You pull your phone out, nothing's happened.
Maybe we're both addicted to our phones. Mm. Is there any other evidence?
Well, according to this study as well, if you leave your phone at home.
Yes.
Now, this is the other evidence that I've got against you. If you leave your phone completely outside of where you can contact it or get it, like you've done a couple of times, you've accidentally forgotten to bring your phone in, you'll be a lot more productive. Now, I've noticed when you've forgotten your phone, when you've left your phone outside the meeting room or at home, your productivity's gone through the roof.
Oh, that's a bit good bit of feedback professionally, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's great. Do you class productivity as me just having more conversations and being more chatty to you?
Yes.
Is that what you class as being more productive?
Yes.
So what you're saying is leave your phone at home, Pippa, because I feel like you pay more attention to me.
And I like attention.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. If you recognise any of those symptoms at home or listening on the radio right now, if you recognise any of those, you actually may be suffering from an addiction to your phone, which may mean that your productivity is down,
mm-hmm.
your sleep is down, and your social life is down as well.
I would definitely agree with the point about being addicted to your phone makes you lose out on sleep because I think for so many people, and this is definitely me included, you just do a mindless scroll just to make sure you're not missing out on anything. And that was me last night. I'm like, I should be in bed asleep. Why am I on my phone? I'm not even looking at anything.
My sister calls it the scroll because, as you said, it's mindless. You're just doing it. So I'm having a conversation with her and she's like, what are you doing? I was like, on Facebook. And she's like, you're just doing the scroll? And I'm like, I am.
Yeah.
Wow, the scroll. Well, I'm literally not even looking at anything. I'm just scrolling for some reason through my Facebook feed.
Just in case I've missed something. Because we've got this huge FOMO, fear of missing out.
So there you go. If you want your productivity to go out, here's the key. Don't have your phone in your pocket because you might feel the phantom vibrations.
Yep.
Don't have your phone on a desk in front of you because you'll be addicted to checking it. Pop it somewhere where it's inaccessible for you for a little bit.
Just go off the grid a bit.
Yeah.
Might help your health.
Exactly. Pippa, you going to try that one today?
Yeah, I don't mind going off the grid. Maybe try it for like an hour or something.
Hey, let's jump in with the royal update after we go to an ad break, okay?
Yes, because the countdown to the royal wedding May 19 is on and we are the home of the royal wedding.
Here we go.
Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
The McDonald's. Back to these days.
We wish we could go back to these days. How good is that these days on Hit 93.5? And if you want to know everything about the royal wedding in the final 2 weeks, you are on the right station. Hit 93.5 with Pippa and Jimmy.
Anything and everything you need to know about Harry and Meghan's impending nuptials, we have it right here for you with our royal updates. We are counting down to May 19 next weekend. OMG.
And we've secured somebody to do these royal updates who, if she was in London, would be stalking the royal family and probably chucked in a royal palace prison.
I would be our royal correspondent. Do you know, maybe work should just pay for me to fly over and just give you up-to-the-minute updates about everything that happens.
You know what's funny? You could stalk the couple or you can just say you're media and it's totally fine stalking them.
Sorry, guys, I'm media. Make up a little lanyard to wear. Media guys, access all areas.
Love a good lanyard.
Okay, very exciting royal update for everyone this morning because, excuse me, I think we know who is designing Meghan Markle wedding dress, and it's an Australian designer.
Wow. Aussie, oi, oi, oi.
That's right.
Do you think they should sing the Australian national anthem at the wedding now to celebrate the Aussie designer?
No, I don't think so.
Okay,
I think that'll be
enough.
Possibly one of the only Australian connections. I mean, the other one will be if Keith and Nicole get invited, which may happen as well.
Oh.
So the designers, Ralph and Russo, are potentially going, we think this is who's going to be designing the dress. And I tell you what, if you go online and have a look at some of their designs, it's delicate detailing, modern, whimsical silhouettes. Everything a royal wedding dress should, nay, must be.
Now, I presume that if Meghan does decide to go with this designer, this designer is going to become super rich super quickly because everyone's going to be obsessed with the dresses that they design.
Oh, definitely. When Kate Middleton had an Alexander McQueen gown for when she married Wills, Alexander McQueen designs and replicas of the dress just went ballistic.
Wow.
Get this. The gown that Meghan will wear is going to cost $180,000.
Do they have to pay that or does the designer give it to her for free?
No, I think the royal family foot the bill. I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
Wow, because I would definitely be going, hey, mate, you want me to wear your dress and give you a plug? It's probably worth about $10 million to you. Give me your dress for free.
Maybe they do. Maybe they do collaborations with designers.
Because I would definitely do that.
Well, I'm telling you what, it's going to have a heck ton of beading on it. So it's going to be heavily bead, hand-stitched by, they're based in London, but they're the Australian fashion designers, Ralph and Russo.
Right.
So they're having the gown at St. George's Chapel in Windsor, followed by the reception at St. George's Hall at Windsor Castle afterwards. It's going to apparently be seen by around 1 billion TV viewers.
I thought you were going to say 1 million, and I was like, cool. 1 billion.
1 billion.
But isn't that like almost 10 or 15% of the world?
I don't know. Your maths is better than mine.
Yeah, which is not very good. So,
very
that is huge.
Exciting.
Wow.
Then she's also going to have a second dress for the reception.
Oh, gosh, who's designing that one?
Don't know who's designing that one, but that's said to maybe be a little bit more casual for sort of the dancing and frivolities.
Yeah, maybe she'll just pick that up from Tarjay.
Maybe she will. Yeah. Something on special there.
There you go. Is that your royal update?
That's my royal update for today.
Fantastic. We'll get another one of those tomorrow.
12 degrees.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Well, Jess Malloy is preparing to represent Australia at Eurovision in Portugal this week. She's completed her second on-stage rehearsal, just making some subtle tweaks to the performance. But she's saying everything's going to plan so far. My rehearsals have been exactly what I imagined them to be. And she's super excited. So we are actually going to be able to watch her perform. She's going to be in the second semi-final this Friday, the 11th of May. You can watch it live on SBS at 5 a.m. or live stream it on SBS On Demand.
Yeah, fantastic. And then hopefully she makes it through to the grand final.
Yes.
And I actually noticed, I'm pretty sure we'll make it through the grand final because Australia's once again in the top couple of countries in the odds to win it again. So there's something about Australia, something about because Eurovision is very, over in Europe, it's very political. England or the UK, the United Kingdom will never win Eurovision because the rest of Europe doesn't like the UK.
Now, can people vote in Eurovision?
Yeah, so what happens with Eurovision is, I'm an expert here, thank you for getting onto this. So what happens is all the countries perform, and then everyone from the countries who perform get to vote.
Okay.
Now, your country, in your country, you cannot vote for your own country.
So us as Australians can't vote for Jess Malloy. We have to pick another country to cast our vote for.
So here in Australia, we'll text in which country we want to vote for.
E.g. Finland or whatever.
Yep. Our voting numbers will come up on our screens.
Okay.
Then what will happen is they will cross live to Australia to get our votes. So our number one most voted for country, I think we give 12 to.
Yeah.
And then our number two voted for is 10, then it's 8, then it's 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I may be slightly off with those numbers.
But it's the person with the most numbers of votes that wins.
Yeah, so you could get 10 million votes from Australia.
Yeah.
And win Australia, but that only gives you 12 points.
Right.
So then over in the UK might, no one might vote for you in the UK, so you might get no points. So it doesn't matter how, you want most countries to vote for you. It's not the most individual people.
Okay.
So you want the Ukraine to give you 12 points, Australia to give you 12 points, Portugal to give you 12 points, Spain to give you 12 points. You want 12 points from everybody.
And especially in bigger countries like Canada and Sweden and
Canada's
Switzerland.
Canada's not in Eurovision.
Isn't it?
No, Canada's, I know it seems silly because Australia's
well,
not
they're part
in
of the Commonwealth.
No, but Euro. It's not Commonwealth Vision.
Yeah, but how do we get in Eurovision then?
Okay, so Australia's in Eurovision because SBS is part of the European TV networks.
Oh,
so
it's
in an alliance with the European TV network. And now the only way to qualify to be in Eurovision is to be part of this group.
Yeah, right.
So that's why like countries like Azerbaijan, which I'm pretty sure is Asian, and like other countries which are Asian, are also in...
Can still be in Eurovision because it's part of the European television network.
Like, it's not called that. It's called St. Dylan's. That's how Australia qualifies. So it doesn't matter if you get lots of votes from one country. If you get lots of votes from one country, you just get 12 points from that country.
Okay.
Because Switzerland could only get 10 people voting in the entire country.
But if you've got a whole country watching and voting and participating, that's what you want.
That's
so
you want
high levels of participation.
No, you want to win, your country to win, you want lots of other countries to choose you first.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you want lots of other countries to be participating and voting for you.
Voting for you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
So it's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game,
okay.
Yeah. But also, that's only half the votes. The other half of the votes come from the judges. So each of the judges rate the performances and give them points as well.
Okay.
So
I love that. You've taught me a lot about Eurovision. I appciate that.
It's
love it. Trending now Eurovision special.
Last year they introduced a new way of doing the votes as well. And last year, instead of what they did the year before or all years before, they read out 12 votes. Like, okay, Australia, how many votes do you give? How many votes for this? How many votes for that?
Right.
Now they give all the judges votes at the beginning and they go through and just do the votes, the country's votes from the country's decision, from the texting.
It's really different to any other contest that happens,
isn't it? Amazing. It's amazing.
I'm so excited. I can't wait to watch it. You and I will be in the studio at 5 a.m. when Jess Malloy's performing.
On Monday morning.
On Friday morning.
On Friday morning. Great. Yeah. Awesome. I can't wait.
There you go. Trending Now Eurovision. It's happening this weekend.
Is that just what we're doing there? I think I railroaded the other story.
That's fine. Well, look, there's another day, another time for that. So I appreciate what you taught me about Eurovision. I learned a lot about it.
That's okay, lovey.
I love knowing the why we're in Eurovision.
Yeah.
It's all part of the SBS network.
Yeah.
That's great. Thank you.
There you go. Shepherd Now coming home.
I've been stuck in motion, moving too fast, trying to catch a moment.
Aussie guys there, out of Brizzy, these guys. Shepherd coming home on Hit 93.5 with Pippa and Jimmy. Hey, good morning, everybody. We are just about to tick over 16 minutes till 9 o'clock, and you can treat you and a mate to 24 Mint Nuggets for $9.95 every day at Macca's.
Saturday night was a big night for both of us, you and I, because while I was drinking my body weight in champagne at Trangie Ladies Day, you were fixated on the television with the A-League Grand Final.
Oh, goodness me. The A-League Grand Final was a huge one on Saturday evening. They were playing at Newcastle, in Newcastle, in the Hunter Valley there, and the stadium was full. It was absolutely spectacular sound because before the game, both the two team support squads were trying to out-sing each other.
Oh, were they?
Oh, and it sounded absolutely fabulous.
Just to sing off.
Yeah.
Love it.
Because there was a good 5,000 supporters from each team singing at the same time.
Newcastle Jets v Melbourne Victory. Mm. Correct.
And it was huge. Now, when the game finally kicked off after all the entertainment and the national anthems and stuff, which was fantastic.
Who sang the national anthem? Anyone notable?
No, just some chick.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. Probably someone really famous that you just forgot the name of.
Yeah, having a few skewies.
Okay,
you know.
Yeah, great.
Anyhow, the fastest goal in A-League history happened, in A-League Grand Final history.
Right.
8 minutes it took for Melbourne Victory to score the first goal.
So usually it takes a lot longer to score a goal in soccer games.
Well, no, not usually. Like, goals can happen there, but big games like that.
Yeah, right.
Often the game starts very, both teams sort of trying to feel each other out. Not the last thing you want to do in a Grand Final is make a mistake early.
Okay. So it usually takes a little while to really
settle into a pattern, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So the goal was scored, and on the television coverage, you see the thing pop up. It says a VAR review. Now, VAR stands for Video Assistant Referee.
Okay.
Now, the Video Assistant Referee has been very controversial over the past 12 months.
Has it?
Because it's come on and watched things in slow motion and then decided that there should be red cards given, where we all know that any sort of sporting tackle looks worse when you play it in slow motion.
Oh, definitely, yes. Mm.
So you see them doing it all season. They're playing things in slow motion. They're calling goals which were goals, not goals.
Yeah.
They're calling goals which had been called non-goals on the field, goals. So they've been changing decisions all season.
So it's already been a bit sketchy for a little while. Okay.
Now, the ball goes in the back of the net. What happens is the Melbourne Victory, they cross the ball in from a free kick.
Yep.
The three of the Melbourne Victory players were clearly offside by about 2 feet.
Right.
One of the Melbourne Victory players who was clearly offside heads the ball back in before the ball gets tapped in into the goal.
Into the goal.
Now, they pop up the sign that says VAR review, and everyone in the stadium thinks that they're reviewing it. They pop the images on the screen. Melbourne Victory clearly offside.
Okay, so everyone's like, this isn't a goal, it's clearly offside.
Mm.
It's pretty plain to see.
Next minute, referee goes, goal, play on.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Drama.
Now, it was 24 hours later before we find out anything about what's actually gone on here because everyone's dumbfounded. Melbourne Victory go on to win the game 1-0. Newcastle Jets lose.
And that was the only goal that was scored and it was clearly offside and shouldn't have been awarded.
Yeah, so the FFA came out yesterday, Arvo, and said, guys, we stuffed up. The VAR system stopped working 30 seconds before your goal and didn't start working until about 5 minutes after the goal. So we were unable to clearly see if there was an offside.
Technical malfunction that cost the Jets the game.
Absolutely.
The grand final.
Now, everyone in the stadium could see. The referee could look up at the screen and go,
so you're sitting at home watching this on your television screen. What is going through your mind and what is happening when you see this play out?
My first thought is, because we don't know there's been a malfunction.
Right.
My first thought is, why on earth do we even bother to have a video assistant referee if they're not going to call easy decisions like this?
Right. Fair call.
So I'm outraged. I post a status on Facebook.
I did see that.
I don't post very often, saying how outraged I am that what's the point of this whole system if we're not going to use it?
No, of course.
Now it turns out there's a whole malfunction behind it. So what I wanted to do, Pippa, open up the phone lines. Considering what's happened,
yep.
Should they replay the A-League Grand Final?
And get the Jets and the Victory back together again and go, we're going to have a do-over.
Yeah.
Oh. It's hard because it really comes down to who plays the best on the day.
Yeah.
And a team can have a great game one week and then be really off the next week. Mm-hmm. And it really just depends on the day what happens.
Absolutely.
But this really didn't have anything to do with how the teams played. It had to do with a decision that was overruled.
Yeah.
Incorrectly.
Incorrectly.
Oh, dear.
Okay, 13, 12, 16. We're going to take your calls after Uptown Funk. Should the A-League Grand Final be rematched?
Is Newcastle calling for a rematch?
Yeah, the CEO is.
Oh, right. Okay.
There you go. Give us a call. This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one white. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. How good is that? Mark Ronson, Uptown Funk, featuring none other than Bruno Mars. Hey, morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air at Hit 93.5. If this song doesn't wake you up, surely don't know what would. We are 7 minutes away from 9 o'clock, and Pippa, the A-League Grand Final went haywire with a technical malfunction with the video referee, causing an incorrect goal, which was the only goal of the game, to be missed and be put on the scoreboard. And we're asking on 13, 12, 16, because this was an incorrect goal and a technical issue, not the referee's fault, should they replay the entire grand final?
On 13, 12, 16, Chris, what do you reckon? Should the A-League Grand Final, should they have a rematch?
Oh, I think they should. I reckon it'd be fair.
You reckon?
The referees have, yeah, well, the referees have made the bad choice and then come out and admitted they were wrong. I reckon they should give both teams a fair go at it and replay it and... Yeah,
yeah,
I reckon for
absolutely,
sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. Because I guess if it was like the Rugby League Grand Final and one team had scored one try and that was it for the whole game and they proved that the video ref completely blundered it, everyone would be wanting heads chopped off, wouldn't they?
Exactly. You know, and they're always screaming, you know, for the coaches and that straight away when the teams aren't performing. So, you know, why not put the, you know, put the fault back on the referees and, yeah, and let them, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Chris, you've given us a yes. Thank you so much for calling, mate.
No, you're quite welcome, and hopefully they get their rematch and get it deservedly, yeah, and win it this time properly.
Yeah, fantastic, absolutely. So you're a bit of a Jets fan, are you?
I certainly am, mate. I like the Newcastle Jets. I've been the underdogs for quite a few years, and this year they've really put their side up and, made history, and I really deserve thinking they deserved it, really.
Brilliant.
And to go out like that, yeah. It's a bit of a kick in the guts to go out like that, I think.
Yeah, thanks so much for your call, Chris. Much appreciated. Pippa, I'm going to chip in as well with, I agree, I think the match should be replayed.
I agree for fans it would be a huge kick in the guts, and I agree that if this was an NRL grand final, heads would be on the chopping block and be rolling over a decision like this. And if I was a supporter and it was my team, even in a netball game or something that had been, it was a massive game and something like this had happened, I think people would be calling for a rematch because you'd feel pretty hard done by as a supporter and as a player.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I'm going to say this isn't just because a referee's made an incorrect decision. I'm calling for a rematch because referees make an incorrect decision. They do that.
And sometimes a call's going to go your way and sometimes it's not. And that's actually just part of the game and you have to roll with it. Sometimes you're not going to agree with the ref. Mm.
Now, all season they've had this system which is able to pick up offsides when they're missed by the referee. And why is it that the biggest game of the year, it doesn't get used? I totally agree in a rematch. Hey, 56% of people on the Hit 93.5 Facebook page say rematch as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Would they have the resources to do a rematch?
Oh, easy. FFA, so look, I love soccer.
Yep.
Don't get me wrong. I'm the last person to talk smack about them. But they're so money hungry, they'd love to do it.
Okay.
They would love to put on another grand final. They'd make an extra $1 million, $2 million.
And you reckon people would buy tickets and go,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Newcastle would sell that out in about 10 seconds.
Mm.
A rematch. You wouldn't be surprised. We'll see what happens with that one. Hey, have your say at the Hit 93.5 Facebook page.
Husey and Kate's Hunger Games.
Dub on the Central West, number one, Hit 93.5, The Weekend. Call out my name. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy show. Got Mike from Workdays in here, and Pippa's giving Mike from Workdays a lesson on how to put a quilt cover on.
Yes, because Mike, you posted something on your Facebook page last night saying it's Sunday night, and the idea of having to put my newly washed quilt cover over my doona seems an insurmountable task. I'm concerned for you, mate. It's not that hard. What's going on?
Because the way I was doing it before was I was putting, like, clothes pegs on it and to keep it in place.
Clothes pegs.
Just because, I mean, when I moved here, and like, because this is the first time I moved out of home. Like, you're yes, bachelor. It's been yes. 14 months I've been living yes. on my own. But I was doing it a wrong way because my parents did teach me how to do it before I moved out of home, and then I totally just forgot.
So, okay, for everyone listening, talk us through the method that you're currently using to get your quilt cover on your doona.
So I was grabbing the corner of the doona,
yes.
stuffing it into the doona cover, bringing it to the corner,
yep.
holding it in place, yep. and because I don't know, I'm just like, I'm not coordinated enough. I would put a clothes peg in
oh my God.
And clip that in place and then go to the next corner and put that in place. And
so
then,
you've yeah. pegged every corner.
By the end, I would peg every corner until everything was nice and flat.
Oh my God.
Can I just ask, what else did your mummy give you a lesson in before you left home?
Literally how to run my life.
But your mum and dad didn't teach you to use the clothes pegs. They taught you the proper way to do it.
No, they taught me the proper way, but I totally forgot after the second time doing it.
And so you've just improvised.
I've been improvising for a good 9 months now.
You've been clothes pegging your doona for 9 months.
For 9 months, yeah.
Jimmy, do you or I want to explain? It's not a hard thing to do.
Look,
do you explain the correct way?
I did it right last night.
Look, here's how you do it, Mike. You put it in one corner, you hold it, the second corner, you hold it, you flap it up, you get the other two corners in, you flap it again, and you peg it up and you're done. You button it
up
and you're done.
You said peg it up.
Yeah, you button it up.
Button it up. Yeah.
Mike, it's not that hard.
It's not a hard task.
No, I know it's not. I know it's not.
Just quickly,
yep.
How many times have you washed your sheet in the 14 months since you've been out of home?
I don't know. I don't know how many times I've
done
it.
Twice, three times?
It's been more than three times.
No, he does it more than that.
I do it more. Thank you, Mama Pippa.
Yes.
I do it more than that.
Okay, yeah. Right now, because we decide when this show finishes, it's now coming on
Sorry,
4 minutes
everyone.
Past 9 o'clock.
We know that you want your 9 o'clock music headlines.
Technically, I'm in here now, so now it is my show
yeah.
as well. So
hey, Mike's cracking the whip. I like that. That's good.
Excuse me, Mike?
Yeah.
Until we play the ad break in the news, this is our show, my rules, my game. I can turn your microphone off.
Now, there's a power struggle happening here. I'm just going to call it. Now, what's happening with your Mike's Merino mashup coming
yes,
up?
Yes, so this is really exciting. I get a competition named after me. This is exciting.
That's exciting.
Stop for a second there. 1 second, guys.
What's up, guys?
Yay. Oh, well done. Mike's Merino mashup. Talk us through it. What's happening?
So what's going to happen a little later this morning, I'm going to play a little mashup. It's got three songs in there. You have to call up on 13, 12, 16 and name those songs. And if you do, you go into the draw to win a VIP table at the Sports Sheer New South Wales Dubbo Show event happening Friday evening.
Oh, fabulous.
With that's going to include drinks, food, all that good stuff. You're like, table's going to be waited on. It's a good time.
And you're going to get to watch the shearing.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Great.
So you're giving people a chance to go to the Dubbo show.
I am.
The Dubbo 2018 Regional Australia Bank Dubbo show.
And be a VIP there as well.
Jeez, Mike, you've got all the great prizes
you
to the show.
You've got all the good prizes
to the regional show.
I've got the scoops.
You do.
You know?
That's exciting. So, guys, stick around. You don't want to miss that.
Okay, have a great day, everyone. Bye.
Bye.